This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Welcome to another show of Worldview, the international affairs program from Hindustan Times. And we have a very special guest with us today, the Employment Minister of Finland, Timo Harakka, who also happens to be a former journalist.
Yes.
So, and you're in India to talk about trade and investment and employment. So could you give us a roundup of what you've been up to since you arrived? And, you know, I believe you were at the Bengaluru Tech Summit.
That's right. We were represented there with a big business delegation and an official delegation. And we've also visited these world-class companies, Wipro, Infosys, Motherson, and Tech Mahindra. So it's been a really, really informative and inspiring visit. And besides promoting trade and investment both ways, one of the big issues has been talent boost program. So we are wanting to make Finland an attractive place for Indian professionals to come to study or work.
There have been some agreements that have been signed, I believe, by with Tech Mahindra and Wipro on working on new technologies, maybe.
That's right, yes. There's a memorandum of understanding between Wipro and Oulu University, which is in the northern Finland, on 5G, 6G technologies. Well, we know what 5G is, and we are interested to know and curious to know what 6G might be, and a similar agreement with Tech Mahindra. So Finland is very much high-tech, digitalization, and R&D-oriented country, and these are very good signs of probably big businesses that will benefit both countries.
Where do you think India could fit in, you know, in this kind of work that you plan to do?
Well, first of all, as I said, India has world-class digital businesses, which I just mentioned, so which are making big investments all around the world. On the other hand, Finland produces a lot of knowledge on artificial intelligence and cyber issues, and obviously we have a long history of being cutting-edge mobile technology. So combining big India, small Finland, knowledge economy and big markets and global companies, I think this is a winning combination.
The other thing that, you know, I was just reading in your pre-departure statement, you talked about attracting highly trained Indian experts.
Right.
And you also said that, you know, Indian experts are the largest group among the experts that have
That's
come
right.
to Finland in the last few years.
That's right.
What role do you see them playing, and how do you think you can get them in through Talent Boost, the program you talked about?
Well, first of all, Finland is a very welcoming atmosphere. As I said, we are ranked as number one in digital knowledge and competitiveness in the whole European Union. And so it's an inspiring environment for aspirational Indian professionals. But on the other hand, we have the need for professionals, since we have an aging population, and the Indian age pyramid is quite the opposite, isn't it? So here we have demand and meeting the supply. So we want to make sure that every Indian university student knows that Finland is a good alternative if they're interested in having an international career. And this goes also for entrepreneurs. So we are also very welcoming to Indian startups. And as we speak, we are hosting the second biggest startup conference in the world right now in Helsinki called Slush. And I'm happy to say there are a few Indian startups presented there as well. So I think that's what we have on offer. And yes, Indian talent is very highly appreciated in Finland.
You also talked about making Finland more attractive to Indian investors. How are you going to do that?
Well, another ranking where Finland is number one is from 3 years ago that we are the most investment-friendly atmosphere in the whole world, meaning that even startups have access to finance and support, and also bigger companies are faced with a very business-friendly environment, predictable, transparent society with also predictable and low corporate taxation, right of law, very business-friendly atmosphere. And I think a few Indian companies have already realized the possibilities. Infosys just bought a Finnish company recently, and I think they're very happy with that acquisition. And Motherson bought a big Finnish cable company, and I think they also provide opportunities for the smaller Finnish companies to become truly global champions. I think it's a win-win situation for all.
You also have about 120 Finnish companies having operations in India. Do you think that there's a possibility to grow that?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. For instance, just 2 weeks ago when our foreign minister opened the new Kone factory in Chennai, and that's the biggest elevator factory in whole Asia. And we have big investments by Nokia, who has 6,000 people only on research and development here. So Wärtsilä, Fortum operating power plants. So there are a lot of opportunities still, and we are here very much present, and I think it works perfectly both ways.
There's also talk about a joint statement on cooperation in digitalization. And, you know, I mean, digitalization is something that has benefits and also a lot of concerns. I mean, people are worried about issues such as privacy, also about, you know, the role that certain companies could play even in the 5G domain. Sure. Is that something that has figured in your conversations?
Oh, certainly, because we are talking about data economy.
Yes.
And so we need to be very responsible with this absolutely very valuable raw material, which is data. And Finland actually, you know, was the first country or government to produce an artificial intelligence policy. And that is based on the very crucial fact that trust is a commodity that's the most valuable when we're talking about data economy, digitalization and AI. Because if the people don't have trust on how their personal data will be handled and the anonymity will be respected, so it will definitely not offer these opportunities. And I'm happy to say that in Finland, in Nordic countries, the public trust on both companies and businesses and the government is such a high level that we can build on what I call a trust economy, which means that all transactions become much easier when people trust each other, and you don't have always an army of lawyers around.
Thank you, Minister, for your time, and it was a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you very much.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Miles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.